You wanna know why I love shy boys so much? Why I always go for the weakest, least confident men around? Well, it may be complex, but it will all make sense if you give it some thought. When people think of an ideal sexual partner, they often think of a man with so much confidence, one who's been with so many women that he has the expertise to please others who come his way. People tend to assume that men who have worked hard all their lives or have the money to own anything they could ever want present as the best lovers to have. They know their way around so many complex things that you think they have the expertise to not only get the woman they desire, but to please them so well, like they are the only one who can. But I disagree with that notion. In my experience with confident, powerful men, anytime we have sex, I find them quite lacking. They feel so sure that they can make me squirt so hard, they don't put much effort in, only to find out afterwards that they couldn't even make me orgasm. It is quite embarrassing for them. But shy guys, you'd be surprised what they are capable of when you put them on the spot. At least, if you can see things from my perspective. One thing I love about shy guys is how they react when a sexy, confident woman approaches them. They feel scared. Scared to be with a woman of my league. Often because they are afraid that they will fail miserably at keeping me around. Scared that they won't meet the expectations I would supposedly set for them. So they would rather keep their distance and not interact with me at all. It's understandable. After all, they wouldn't have the experience with women of equal caliber to me to hold on to them for long. Not to mention the humiliation that comes when the woman in question talk unfavorably about how they did. Oh, but the sheer surprise they have when that same fear and nervousness just draws me to them even more. I find it so much fun to see their mind racing around, trying to turn me down or to get away. It's so easy to toy with them like that, to challenge their behavior in a situation like that. I find it so adorable too. So I find a way to relax them, get them to lower their guard, because I can't take them to a place where I have control if they are not willing to go there with me. It takes a while to figure out how to do it, but there is always a way. It mostly involves offering to help with something, or if they could fix something for me. But in the end, I've started getting them wrapped around my fingers and to where I want them. And then I make my move. I pin them down or back them into a corner. Often they're physically weaker than me, so they can't fight back easily, or they hate the idea of hitting a woman even to defend themselves. Either way, I have them trapped and unable to do anything but what I want them to. I'd like to be in some state of undress at that point, wearing the hottest lingerie that reveals my curves, or a corset that frames my figure. Or I could be really adventurous and wear absolutely nothing at all. I could tell you all the times that shy boys freak out over seeing me nude. So fun. And once I have them trapped, I could go about pleasing them in three ways. First, I could unzip their pants to pull out their cock, their hard, throbbing cock. Whether it's big or small, it doesn't matter to me. For when I take it in my mouth, I can control how much pleasure they feel. Even if I'm the one on my knees, I completely own him. He can't do anything except take it. Or, second, I'd unzip their pants to get their cock out and I just jerk it for him, caressing softly at first to get it fully erect and then going harder and faster until he's ready to come. All the while, I whisper in their ears every naughty fantasy I have with them. Just like this, to induce them into coming early. Or thirdly, I could push them firmly against the wall, brushing my leg against theirs. The only thing they would be able to do is to pull their pants down and shove their cock into my aching pussy. We would kiss and caress each other so gently until I start grinding their dick so much. And once I'd grinded on them enough, I would get them to pump deep inside me like their lives depended on it. No matter which way I would go, I would feel them trembling and shaking so much, it would be like they're vibrating. I'm already feeling like getting naked and playing with my pussy, just thinking about it. And then I bring them onto the bed where the real fun for us begins. Well, fun for him if the shy boys aren't still scared of a powerful woman like myself. I would keep them on the bed and ride or suck them like crazy. I would expect them to try timing their thrust with me, so it ends up more pleasurable than it normally would have without their input. It would go on until we're both ready to come. And when it finally happens, that cock would just explode with all that white, sticky goodness they had been keeping in their balls for so long. How incredible it would be for them to spray a heavy load everywhere on me or in me. The possibilities are endless. And to end it all, I would cuddle the shy guys, not let them go, because bare skin-to-skin contact would feel so good. I would stare into whatever shy boy's eyes so lovingly. They would stay put until I say otherwise. You know the best part about shy guys? Since they don't want to disappoint when it comes to sex, they will put a lot of effort into pleasing me. More than they ever thought they could. That, combined with their insecurity and anxiety around women, makes them so easy to control and dominate. Sure, it means I put more effort into everyone I find, but the end result is so, so worth it. For you see, not only will I have a new bed to make my own, but they get to experience something they can only dream about. A woman who wants them for who they are. A woman overlooking their shyness and anxieties, because those traits end up making much better sexual partners. Well, at least in my opinion anyway. And that is why I love shy boys so much. And I won't care about what others think about my preferences in men. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. If most women around me want a confident man to sweep them off their feet, I won't stop them. Neither will I let them stop me from having my way with shy guys. As the old saying goes, to each their own.